Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is.
You get me?
Can I just say one thing here before we start? Yeah, just 30 seconds before we start this Zoom. Yeah, Dillian said, "Hold on a second, I've got to comb my hair," and he got out a little comb and started brushing his bald head. What is that?
It's called imaginary Coogan. I'm transitioning into.
Why have you got that comb? You have no hair. Why have you?
Bro, I just cut my hair yesterday. Bro, I ain't cut my hair for like 8 months, bro. I just cut it yesterday.
No, but what I'm asking is, what is that doing?
I'm transitioning into Afro, bro. I'm transitioning.
Oh, okay.
What's the word called? I don't know. What's it called?
Wishing you weren't big, bold, and sexy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
Fro and I had a big fro like that. It was massive. I cut it yesterday.
Nice. Coogan Cassius here with Dillian White. It's been several months.
I ain't seen you as excited for interviewing in a long time. Why are you so excited?
For a while. So we'll talk about your return to the ring, obviously, this Sunday. But yeah, how are you first of all?
I'm good to be back big and black as always. And back in black too. Well, not black, but I see.
You keep them comments. You make them comments. It's good.
Well, you can say them comments too, bro. You're just as black as me, bro.
But I'm Sri Lankan, isn't it? Let's just talk about
that. You're Black Lankan. You're not Sri Lankan, you're Black Lankan. Oh, you got gold teeth too. That's nice. It's Ethan.
So, I don't know what you can kind of tell us. We've heard like kind of little bits about what's been going on. You've kept yourself to yourself, haven't kind of come out publicly until recently about your situation. I don't know what you can speak about and what you can't, but can you give us a summary of what's happened or what...
I can't really say much because, you know, there's things going on and there's legal processes still going on, which is diabolical, but they're going on. So, you know, obviously, this out there, you know, it's contamination. And that's it, you know, I don't want to go on much about it, but it's, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Oh. How frustrating has it been for you for the last year and a half?
It's frustrating. I'm not getting any
not longer, year and a half, man, sorry. I meant since, obviously, you haven't fought for a year and a half, so that's why.
It's been frustrating. I'm not getting any younger, and I'm missing time in the ring and, you know, becoming an activity. Last 2 years has been a lot of inactivity for me. It's been frustrating. I was getting ready for a big fight. You know, I felt like I could have beaten Anthony Joshua at that time. That was a good time to get him when I was going to fight him. You know what I mean? Obviously, he made a bit of a comeback since then, but it's a good time to beat him. It's frustrating. Invested a lot in the camp. And lost a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of opportunities, you know what I mean? And obviously, my name being dragged through the dirt and stuff. Well, all the time, I knew I was innocent because I wasn't doing anything, you know what I mean? But it is what it is, you know. You have to just move on in life, man. You're like, your skin has to just, my skin's thick. You see how thick the skin is on my face? Look, it's thick. I'm like a crocodile now. Leather back.
Yeah, a crocodile with gold teeth, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a hood crocodile, not a jungle one. Rick's a crocodile.
You could be a hood crocodile. But, I mean, look, obviously without knowing all the ins and outs, but it seems like you had to kind of just get your head down, let your team sort out what was going on in the background. Like, we hadn't heard from you. Obviously, me and you have spoken, like, off and on over that kind of period, but publicly you hadn't kind of come out, but... Yeah, you just had to kind of sit back and wait for things to happen.
Yeah, it's stressful time. And I mean, you know, sometimes when you're stressed and things ain't going right and you're going through a hard situation, better to just be quiet and believe in your team and follow the process. I mean, sometimes when people is going through a dark time, they say stupid things because of anger and stuff like that. So, you know, I've learned to, you know, just be patient, trust the process, trust my team. And you know, I always knew I was innocent, so I just... You know, just shut the hell up and just write it out, you know. Write it out.
So from what we read the other day, you've been cleared by the Texas State Commission. What's the situation in regards to the British border control in the UK?
I can't even comment too much on that, but I've been licensed with Texas, I think, 4 or 5 years or something. I've been living outside the UK for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And I've been licensed by them for 4 or 5 years, so... Even when I was fighting there, I was still licensed by them for a long time. I've been licensed by them for a long time. So, you know, obviously, that's who I had to sort of answer to. You know, that's who I hold my license with. So, I say I'm not going to comment about previous C and all of this stuff or whatever. You know, I just went to who I was licensed with and, you know, and that's it.
So, you are going to make your return.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, it's like really random you appearing... on a show in Ireland.
You know what? Is it a chance to... What's that? I can't hear it, bro. Nothing ain't playing, bro. Nothing's not playing, bro.
My alarm. That was my alarm for this call. Sorry, carry on.
Ah. Yeah, no. It's an opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, obviously. And obviously, I've got Irish family. And it was one of the ones where I fought here before, but not in the West, you know what I mean? So... I'm like, you know, it's good, obviously, you know, fight, catch up with some family, which, you know what it's like with family as well. You want to go and see people, and then you're like, I'll go next year. I'll go next month. I'll go. And then it just goes on and on. It's a good timing. I've been here a week, catch up with a few people, seen a few people and stuff. So it's kind of it's good. Kill a few birds with one stone. And then obviously, you know, I've got other guys on the show as well. So it's kind of good to get them out as well. And then if they need to come back, so it's a perfect opportunity, perfect timing, jump on. Obviously, came back in a decent fight as well. So, yeah, good. You know, obviously, I'm not a kid myself. I think, I'm going to come back in some massive fight, whatever. You know what I mean? Obviously, the process, you got to follow it. You got to follow it correctly.
Stadium. But it was important for you to get yourself just out, get some rounds in the tank.
Yeah, you know, it's been like, what, 15, 16 months. It's good to get out and get some rounds and then obviously... You know, start looking at bigger fights and stuff. But I want to be busy. I want to be busy and be active. I ain't had a. You think in the last 3 years, I haven't had a lot of fights and I've been active. So I just want to be active. You know, I would like to fight again. 8 weeks from now, you know, I'd like to get out again. I don't care if it's a big fight or not. I'd like to get. Yeah, I'd like to go home for 2 weeks and then do a little bit of rest training at the same time and then get out again. You know, I'd like to get out 3-4 times if I can this year. That'd be great for me, ideally. I don't care who I fight or whatever level. I just want to just be busy.
Over the last week, obviously, since your news came out, I mean, I've asked Eddie Hearn and Frank Warren about whether, you know, be open to obviously working with you. You've worked with those promoters in the past, Matchroom more so.
Mm-hmm.
Both promoters said that, you know, would be open to... seeing where you kind of fit into this whole heavyweight scene at the moment, which is interesting. What's your situation promotionally then?
I'm still a free agent. I've been a free agent for a number of years, but I work with a few people of loyalty and working relationship, and I got no beef with them. And I'm sure, obviously, once I get back in the picture, we can resume the conversation. So I'm just focusing this weekend, get it done. And then let's see, you never know, new opportunities might open up. There's a lot of things happening in boxing. I hear there's a few big companies coming to boxing, lots of things happening. And there's only a few top heavyweights, and I'm still one of them. I mean, look, break it down, there's a few top guys. You know, Zhang's probably going to retire now. There's AJ, Fury, Parker, Wilde, so in and around Irkovich, and then obviously, who else is there? Ajit Kabel, so hanging around there, Cesaro, Manuel Char still hanging around. Then there's no one else really, is there? There's no one else really, you know? No one else.
Dylan, what do you think about this heavyweight scene which has been centered in Saudi Arabia over the last few months more so?
It's great. They're giving us great fights. They're giving us fights that we've been fantasizing about for years, and the promoters won't work together. They won't risk their guys, and it's good. Obviously, these guys is coming and say, "Listen, we want to see this fight," and they've done what's necessary to get the fights made. So, full respect to the Saudi Arabian guys and what they're doing. It's massive. It's changed the face of boxing, and they're forcing these guys to fight. They're getting rid of the excuse, and they're telling these promoters, "Listen, we don't care. We're funding everything. You lot's got to work together. Whether you lot like each other or whatever." And then you can see sometimes the guys are a little bit awkward because they're like, but they have to work together because it makes sense. It makes financial sense. And it makes sense. It's good for the sport and it's good for, you put good eyes in Saudi Arabia and it shows that they're good people. They're good, loving people. Because a lot of people don't know about them. A lot of people sort of like scared or worry about going there and stuff. But they're just good. They're showing people that they're just normal, loving people and welcoming people, and they know to put on show and know to treat people right, you know? So it's good. It's great.
Is this something that you're looking to kind of get in on the act of this Saudi Arabia? Because obviously there is a huge focus on the heavyweight division with what's going out there. So I'm assuming that that's something that would be of massive interest and appeal to you.
Yeah. I loved it. I've always wanted the best fight, and it's really the best fight seems to be happening. People is forcing people to fight, and people is actually taking the fight. So I'd love to, you know what I mean? I'd love to, you know. It'd be great for me. But, you know, obviously, like I said, obviously, I know I'm coming back off a long layoff, and obviously, the phone will ring at some point. I just got to stay busy. My guys is doing work and putting work in the background, and, you know, I'm sure my name is already amongst the mix, you know, but obviously, I don't take nothing for granted. So I'm just gonna work hard and can't do what I'm doing. I'm used to working hard and grafting and grinding anyway, but hopefully I get some sort of break at some point soon. But let's see.
Let's go back to the last weekend. I'm sure you would have watched Anthony Joshua's emphatic knockout of Francis Ngannou. Much talked about this week. Your take on it, and Ngannou in general.
I picked Joshua to win. Anyway, you know, Francis is a big, strong guy, but he haven't got the experience. And no disrespect to him and his team. He's working with people who are not boxing people. He needs to get a proper boxing trainer because he's big and he's strong. Obviously, Fury underestimated him. Fury didn't train properly. You could tell from the Fury was moving around. And Francis and his team got ignorant and took too much away from that. And then that false confidence is what got him knocked out. And then also because they're focused on the stuff he did against Fury. Fury isn't Joshua. Joshua Fury is a better boxing, Joshua about me, but Joshua carries power. And then it was crazy because I'm watching the fight and Joshua set him up. He's jabbing to his body and pulling, jabbing to his body and pulling to the right. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a telltale sign. You're fighting a right-handed puncher. He's jabbing you and he's pulling to his right. It's only a matter of time before he comes back with the right hand and then Francis go and switch to southpaw while you're doing good off of that. I mean, you're not a southpaw. He doesn't, I don't know what they wrote in camp or whatever, but he needs to get a good, if he's serious about boxing, he's never going to be a boxer, change too much, but he needs to get boxing trainers to cover the basics of them so he can learn or to look out for the telltale signs, you know what I mean? Because I fought Joshua 100 years ago. You know, I weren't as experienced and I weren't as good as I am now, but I was still able to avoid a lot of right hand and roll a lot of right hands, you know what I mean? When he was trying to set them up, you know, even though obviously I had problems with my shoulders, I couldn't really block the way I could have, I should have been blocking, but I was still able to roll a lot of them. I was still able to roll a lot of them. And Francis go down, stand up in the same place, didn't move his head, didn't try and hold, didn't try and walk around the ring, nothing. He just went down, stood up, went down, stood up, went down again in the same place. The three knockdowns was in the same place. He went down in the same place three times. He didn't try and move or try and hold or try and do anything. He went down, stood up and went down again, stood up and went down again. Everyone know if you go down, you don't stand in the same place. You try and create as much space between you, the referee, and the opponent. You know, it's like that right hand that AJ hit him with the last right hand, he must have been asleep because AJ didn't disguise it. He just swung it over the top and Francis just I don't know. Maybe Francis believed in his chin and his ability way more than he should have done. Yeah, but that's what happened when you haven't got boxing people around you. And boxing's hard, man. Boxing's not easy. You need to make sure that you have the right people around you, and also you keep your ego in check. You know, everybody can get knocked out, but the way he was getting beat up in there, and he wasn't noticing the signs, the telltale signs. So, but that's what should happen. AJ is the real champion. An Olympic gold medalist, and he fought good people. Francis is not, and that's what it should have been. That's what Fury should have dealt with him as well. To be honest, Fury should have knocked him out too.
Despite you thinking that AJ was going to win that fight, did you think that the fight could potentially be dangerous for AJ prior to the fight?
Yeah, I did because obviously, you know, AJ, if he gets hit high up on his head like Andrew Ruiz and other people do, then he just seems to just combobulate and go all over the place, you know what I mean? And obviously, it's still the question about his mindset and other things and drive and whatever. But obviously, everyone's like, oh, he's back because he beat up Wallin and stuff. I was like, well, he's already beaten Wallin twice and the amateurs knocked him out. So that I didn't take much from that fight, you understand? He was more aggressive, but Wallin was also retreating in the fight and sort of like pussyfooting around. But I didn't take much from the fight, but obviously I saw that he was aggressive in the fight. So I was like, okay, he started showing the aggression back. So I was thinking, well, he should do it. Francis, pretty easy, to be honest. That was my whole mindset and the whole thing. I just thought that his experience, a little of his fought, the guys he's beaten, and the fact that he's come back from defeat, you know, winning against Ruiz, beat him, winning against Usyk twice, and then I just thought that the experience, the boxing experience, would have been too much for Francis. And it was.
I know what you're saying, because a lot of people made this kind of comment and judgment after the fight that this is what is meant to happen, but I suppose in Joshua's head, prior to the fight, even though that is what is deemed as meant to have happened, there was a potential, like you said, you admitted there that you thought that there could be a problem, because we didn't really know a lot in Ghana. We were just going off an unqualified Tyson Fury.
Well, I knew a lot about Ghana because I watched boxing and MMA. Yeah. You understand? I stay in the martial arts world as well as in the boxing world.
Because you did a lot, didn't you?
No, I did kickboxing.
You did karate, didn't you?
You're such a deuce.
Did you do karate?
I'm in a karate union chapati.
No.
But no, it just, I love combat sports anyway, so I try and watch it and see it. And then I just know that Francis is strong. He's not the most technical guy. He's a big, strong guy. He's got lots of heart and stuff, but from a boxing standpoint, I just knew that AJ would have too much for him because AJ is taller than him, better jab than him, faster than him, and just as big as him. Francis just looked bigger because he's a bit short and a bit stockier. People say, oh, Francis is a monster. It wasn't that much size difference in there. It wasn't that much. AJ is just a big guy. AJ was just as big in his rip as he was. Everyone's looking at the size and, oh, like muscles don't make you strong. You know, speed and explosive power, and AJ's been working that for 15, 20 years, however long he's working. But he's been working on the explosive movement, the explosive boxing technical ability. And also, that move that he used him was on a Ben Davison special. So that sort of jab to the body, pull out, jab to the body, and then come back with the right hand.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think he has made some comments now. I think he did an Instagram live yesterday and has indicated that he's not going to kind of come away completely from boxing. But, I mean, good. You could still put him in some interesting fights in Ghana, couldn't you? I mean, like, you could put
I tried to fight on Ghana 3 years ago. You remember when I did the interview in the press conference with him three years ago? Now I wanted to fight in boxing and MMA. You know, he's good for boxing. He's a big guy. He's around. He's fun. You know, it's fun. He's good for boxing. He's confident. He looks the part. He looks scary. And boxing fans like that. They like that. Just the edge in it, like two big men fighting. They love it. You know, obviously he looks the part. He looks, you know, and he's strong. He's carry power as well. So, yeah. you know, he knocked Fury down. I did knock Fury down, so I can't really say shit. So here you go.
What do you
but
think?
But I tell you what, I'll knock out Francis Ngannou though, for sure.
How are you gonna call out a man that's just been beaten?
I ain't calling him out, bro. I'm just saying I would. I never said to you, I never call. I'm just saying I would. That's all. I gave him credit. I said he knocked Fury down, and I did. I just gave him credit. I'm just saying. I know what I believe, and I know what I can do, and I see the telltale signs are there.
Do you know what? I remember when Hay fought Bellew, and I interviewed you straight after, and you called out Hay, and Hay just
been... Yeah, So we was having a beef then, that's it. We was having a little bit of a beef then.
That's like kick a man when he's down.
I'm doing a mad interview. You know when the interviews, like, when COVID time hit, I got under the shirt and no, just the boxes underneath. I was just like, oh, damn. Shit. I should stand up and go to the toilet.
No.
No one's ones. When the guy did interview.
It's a family show. Dillian, what do you make of kind of where obviously someone you was wanting to fight for so many years, that fight never happened, you and Deontay Wilder, but where do you see where Wilder is now after that loss to Parker?
I have no idea, man. I don't think Wilder himself knows where he is. I think he left his soul and his spirit in the jungle of where did he go?
You're talking about Costa Rica?
Yeah, he left his soul and his to this day, he's still in Costa Rica. To this day, still there.
But he's still competing some big fights there. I'd still watch
him. Yeah, of course. He brings an equalizer to fights. You know what I mean? Obviously, he's charismatic as well. You know, obviously, he's very loud, very colorful, very bright, and he still can knock a lot of guys out because Deontay Wilder fights off a fair. Deontay Wilder, he fights at fair. He doesn't fight with confidence. He fights. And guys that fear fights is dangerous because they hit you with that crazy fear fight and shit. It's like, you know, when he throws his stuff, it's out of fear. It's not out of spite. It's out of fear. It's like, shit, I'm going to try and kill you before you kill me. And you can tell from the way you talk. I know it's out of fear. It's like, I want to kill someone. I want to destroy. You know what I mean? That's fear talk. You know what I mean? He fights out of fear, so it's dangerous.
The next installment of this heavyweight drama will take place on May the 18th with the fight with Fury and Alexander Usyk. Who are you backing in that, Dillian?
Ah, man, that's just a tough fight, man. You know, it's a tough fight, man. It's a tough fight because One hand you say Fury and the other hand you say Usyk because Usyk's got that movement, he's got punch power and Usyk's tough. He's showing in fights that he's tough, he can take punches, he's actually showing that he's tougher than Tyson Fury, he's more resistant than Tyson Fury because Tyson Fury get dropped with lesser shots than what Usyk's taking in his fight. So, but Tyson's got the size and the reach. And he's got a good speed and good boxing ability too, but then he's going against someone that's got just as much speed, not as much reach as him, and as much size as him, but got just as much speed, and he's very durable as well. You know, Usyk can take a punch, so, you know, Usyk's also a sharper boxer than what Fury is. The Fury's got size and awkwardness and a lot of confidence. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. It's not an easy one for both of them, man. I have no idea. I can't say, oh, he's going to win, he's going to lose. I can't say that. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard one. And the closer the fight gets, the harder it becomes to pick a winner.
Oh, sorry. So your prediction is one of them will win, yeah?
Of course one of them's a win, bro. Well, boy, they can't both. Actually, they could both win. It could be a draw. They could both score a knockout.
After the Ngannou knockout, Dillian, Eddie Hearn stated that he believes now Anthony Joshua is probably based on form or so, but he's the best heavyweight on the planet now, which has caused a lot of split opinion because obviously you have
Usyk there. No disrespect, but obviously Eddie's Joshua's man. He's always been Joshua's man, so he was always going to say that. That's nothing. That's not. Like, does a beer shit in the woods? You know what I mean? Does Cougar need curry? You know what I mean? It's just like, it's... Bro, what do you mean? Just, you eat curry, right?
You eat curry, didn't you?
Yeah, we eat curry goat, curry chicken. But I'm just saying, because of your background, you definitely eat curry. I'm saying.
Okay. No, you're stating the facts. You're not being like...
Yeah, that's it. I'm stating facts. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, so... Give you consent. So what was the problem? What's the problem? What, you make it like you're an English guy that eats roast beef and you eat curry?
Fish and chips?
You eat roast beef but with curry sauce on it. I know what you do. You try to get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, no, I'll give you consent for all this. It's fine. It's fine. It's good.
I don't need consent anyway. I would have said it even if you don't give me consent anyway. I don't care. I would have still said some whatever I feel like saying anyway. But yeah. But of course, Eddie's just a man and he promotes him to the fullest. And he does a good job promoting him. So, but I don't think that statement is just because Usyk beating him twice in a row. And Usyk, obviously, it's between Tyson Fury and Usyk at the minute. And then the winner of that fight would then be the best of way around. And then if AJ fight that guy and beat that guy, then he becomes the best of way around. But he's not at the minute. And that's just me being honest.
If AJ and Fury fought today, who do you favour today, right now, in that fight?
I don't know. I have to see if Fury... I don't know, man. I don't know. Obviously, with Fury's last performance with Ngannou, it's hard to judge from. What do you take from the fight? Apart from Fury didn't train properly. He underestimated Usyk. AJ and had 10 rounds to study against. To study, you know what I mean? At the time, Ngannou was an unknown quantity and he was a big guy and obviously... Fury probably had in his head, okay, he's strong. I need to be careful. You're a bit more cagey, blah, 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 this and the other. I don't know. This is hypothetically speaking. So I don't know. We have to see. Okay, you know, I don't take nothing from both of the fights. Just to knock out and go on in two rounds or whatever it is. Fury went 10 rounds. And what do you take from the fight? Fury is not a big puncher. He's a boxer and a skill. He's an awkward entity. I mean, AJ is a power puncher. So, Fury got the decision. He boxed him and got the decision. AJ knocked him out. That's what AJ's supposed to do. And that's what Fury's supposed to do. You know, Fury's supposed to box him and pick up points. And obviously, it was closer than what people expected. And AJ's supposed to knock him out. If AJ went the distance with him, people would have been saying blah, blah, blah. And Fury's knocked him out, then people would have said blah, blah, blah. But realistically, they've done the right thing. They've both been to the AJ's been to knock him out. And Fury's been to beat him on points. So, what do you know? Fury's been knocked. People forget Nevin Package knocked Fury down and some other guy, Steve Connor, because Steve Connor's a real champion. Some other chump knocked Fury down, like you know, what's his name? Nevin Package and another guy knocked him down early in his career. So why is everyone surprised that someone as big as Sean Francis Ngannou knocks him down? It's no surprise there.
Yeah, Fury had been, even prior to the Wilder fight, had been, like you mentioned, Steve Cunningham there as well.
Yeah.
Had been knocked down previously. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, and then not heavy-handed. He goes down, but he gets back up, and then he does his thing.
Mm.
So why was everyone like, oh, Francis has knocked him down. Oh, my God. Francis is the big power puncher. He probably hits harder than most of the heavyweights around.
I think it's because people label that fight as a complete mismatch before that fight. It was a shock factor having two rounds into the fight or whenever it was.
But heavyweight boxing, everyone can go down. It's heavyweight boxing. Everyone can go down. I mean, you're talking to someone that's got, at that point, he had nothing to lose. When the Joshua fight came around, he got a bit massive celebrity status. People talking about him being a serious contender and blah, blah, blah. And it made it get to his head. In the Fury fight, he was hungry as hell. Not defending any of them, obviously. They both done good against him. They both beat him, innit? One beat him on points, one knocked him out. So, you know, man, hell.
Who's going to be your trainer moving forward?
Buddy McGirt, bro. I still train. Yeah. Me and Buddy, we carried on training. Buddy didn't leave my side once. You know what I mean? He believed in me and he stuck by me and we kept in touch and we trained. You know, he's here. He's next door.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's next door. Buddy's my guy, man. Me and Buddy click, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, it was important. You know, obviously, he supported me and he was by my side the whole time. He always believed that I was innocent. And obviously, you know, it's a big thing. You know, obviously, he's been around fighters And he knows people, and he's a very smart, intelligent man. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's important.
So, plan for you, for the immediate plan, get yourself out, obviously, this week, Sunday night, you're fighting Prince of Hammer, and then as many times as you can get out, or...
You think I should come out to Hammer Time Saturday? And that Sunday goes, wait, let me try and find this song. Hold on. Wait, let me try and find this song. I don't know. I was going to sing it, but I don't know
if you put the music on, get your top off and put the shorts on and do the, like, pretend you're in the zone.
I'm not in the zone, though, so why would I
pretend I'm in the zone? No,
I'm not in the zone, though. Can you hear this?
Right, because you put your fucking earphone in. How are we meant to hear that?
Bruv, can't you hear it through the fucking headphone? No. You can't hear this. Hold on. Wait. All right. Wait.
Can you hear it? Can you hear it?
No. Sing it. No. Sing it. Can't hear it. I can't hear it. I can hear myself.
My ears suck, man.
I think it was still connected to your iPod.
Ears suck, man.
Can you hear me?
Oh, shit. Oh, it connected to my other phone. That's what damn.
It connected to this one. Damn. It connected to the other phone. That's really music. I was like, damn.
Do you want me to talk you through how to work a phone later?
Please. Please, bro. Please.
I'll help you.
Bro, you was playing in the rice fields when you was a kid, but you never used no phone, bro. You was playing in the rice fields.
What rice fields?
In the tumeric.
I was born in Essex. What rice fields?
No, you wasn't, bro. You wasn't, bro. Why do you keep lying, bro? Just admit your heritage, bro. Admit you keep lying, bro. You wasn't born in Essex, bro. You came to England as a kid, bro. You was born in Sri Lanka, bro.
I wasn't born in Sri Lanka.
You were born in Sri Lanka, bro.
I'd say I was born in Sri Lanka.
You was born in Sri Lanka, bro. You're lying. You're always lying, bro. It doesn't make no sense, bro. I was born in Jamaica.
Yeah, we know that.
I was born in Jamaica, man. See?
Yeah. In Argos, yeah. I remember.
No, not August. April.
But life.
Some guy was giving me shit about the August thing just yesterday. He was like, "Oh, bro, when are you gonna fight in August?" I was like, "Bro, I felt like smacking him." I said, "Bro, I felt like smacking." Some random guy at the reception is like, "Oh, are you fighting in August?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, well done, mate. It's a very good joke." I said, "Coogan's an idiot." All these years later, that shit's still haunting me. Do I say proper? No, August.
August.
Yeah, August.
August.
August. That's I just it. Said it.
Yeah, August.
Yeah, August. Augustine.
But in general, you are in a much better place now. You're good. You're happy. You just want to fight and carry on your career.
Yeah, that's it. I don't dwell on the past, man. Things happen and, you know, the only way you have a good future is by looking forward. You don't look back. You just get on, man. You have to be positive in life and I can be angry and be pissed about this and pissed about that and stressed about this and stressed about that, but I'm tunnel vision. I just look forward. My whole life has been like that. I just look forward. If I look back in life, then boy, there's a lot of baggage back there, man. So I just keep looking forward. Keep looking forward, keep pushing forward. You know, obviously, I'm back, a chance to also carry my career and obviously chase my dreams and stuff. So, yeah, why'd I look back?
You still want that Joshua fight?
Yeah, 100%. And he said he'll fight and he still wants to fight me. So that's good. That's good. He's saying all the right things. So, you know, at the end of the day, obviously he's where he is now. Obviously I need to get back in the swing of things and start busting some fools up and then try and bust up that fool.
Do you need any help with sparring?
Bruv. I'm not even gonna waste my time.
You need any help with sparring?
Next question, please. Because even Eddie Hearn will beat you up, bro. Eddie Hearn will beat you up.
Oh, not
and
me.
It's terrible.
Not me.
Oh, okay. Who?
I know. Team Sri Lanka, the national team. Yeah, they've got some heavyweights there that
are really going
to inspire you, bro.
Sparring's finished. I thought you were saying sparring's finished.
I'm going to send them round your house now anyway.
I thought it was you. I didn't say even Barry Ren can beat you. And the Barry is about 1,000 years old now. Yeah, you've lost some weight. You're looking good. You're looking good. You lost a bunch of weight. That I'll give you credit for. You lost a bunch of weight over the years.
All right. Well, listen, appreciate your time, Dillian. I'll let you get back to training.
Do me a favor, please.
What?
Dye your beard, bro. You're looking... Bro, I beg you, dye your beard, please.
Why?
Because you're looking like the colonel from KFC advert, you know, the, like a Sri Lankan version. No. What's that guy from League of Extraordinary? No, you know the guy from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the one that drives the ship, the Indian guy.
All
right. What's his name? I don't know. I can't remember, but people will know anyway. People, comment. What's the guy's name from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
All right. I like my beard. I'm 41, I don't care. Like, how old
are
you?
Diet, bro.
How old are you?
Diet, bro. 35, looking fresh, look at that. Damn,
you're not 35, stop with this shit.
Bruv, I'm 35, bro, look at that. Damn, son, look at that. Damn, son. Look at that. Damn, son. Look at that. Damn, son, look. Look like Rick. Damn, son.
Wait there, I'm just going to alert people to know that... Num-num's back.
Damn, son. Damn, son. Look, really? Birdie's looking slick. Damn, son.
Really? Look who's back. Back again.
Back again. Damn, look, Birdie Num-num's looking slick. Damn.
You out later on IFL TV. Dillian, can you just give us a little smile with the teeth?
Oh, man.
But have you got anything else you'd like to say before we finish?
No, I was going to say thanks everyone who support me and who believed in me. And that's it. You know, obviously, just thanks. Thank you. I appreciate your support. Obviously, because there's been a lot of people that have been supportive. Some people are dicks that just like to jump. And I was like, don't just jump on people and start putting people down. Just give people a chance. You know, give people a chance sometimes. It's not always because something is reported. You actually didn't jump on it and start saying, oh, give things a chance. Let things work out and play out, you know. The truth always come to light most of the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dillian White, thank you very much for talking to me and IFL TV. Wish you the best of luck on this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, over in Ireland.
Ah, I ain't got no shorts on. I'm about to stand up.
What are you doing?
I was about to stand up and get something, but I ain't got no shorts on. I just remembered.
Well, you're just sitting there swinging.
No, bro. I got underpants on, bro. I just ain't got no shorts on, bro.
Oh, you know that meme? Is that you? You know the meme I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're an idiot. That's magic.
All right. Thank you very much. Best of luck on Sunday. And, get the job done.
Thank you, mate. I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Thank you very much.
I might ignore the AFL guys Sunday. Just run off.
You better not.
I just run off and say, oh, sorry, mate. Is Coogan here? No, I don't interview. I only interview Coogan. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Don't you dare do that.
Why?
I'll come to Ireland myself.
You're in Dubai, so is that going to happen? What's that going to happen? Are you going to do what? Do your Sri Lankan Krav Maga? You're silly.
Dillian White, thank you very much.
God bless. Cheers, bro. Thanks. Sports Social Podcast Network.